And I also want to say that the cutest thing ever happened. We have a little room just for them. And so my two oldest grandkids were in there, Miles and Isabella. They were in there writing away. And I said, what are you guys doing? They said, we are writing our first worship song. And we're going to start a worship band for young children. And I think she said the Fab Five worship team or something like that. It was the cutest thing ever. And so I had him sing it for everybody. You know, your love has rescued me. And I thought, you're only 9. You've already been rescued. That's just incredible. But it was just so touching. It was heartfelt and beautiful. And just, you know, not a demand. They just wanted to do it. So it was a beautiful thing. So we're very grateful for God's hand upon our kids and our grandkids, for sure. I'm continuing the series this morning called Words, and our subtitle is The Great Power of a Spoken Blessing. God can't do it till someone says it. God can't bless it till you stop cursing it. And so we're going to talk about those things today. My first point is this. We are the beloved children of God and have received our Father God's great blessing. You cannot hear enough. God loves you. God is for you. God wants to help you. And you're constantly on God's mind. So we have to, in the church, we are renewing our minds about God. And we're believing in his goodness, believing in his love. And as we do, it's recalibrating then our expectations, our behaviors, and how we look at the future. So God loves you, but he's for you. Genesis chapter 1, God makes man. Verse 26, God said, let us make man in our image, the triune God speaking with one voice. According to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over all the creeps. Okay, you got authority over creeps. So God created man in his own image. We're not the descendants of gorillas. We're the children of God. In the image of God created he him. Now listen, male and female, he created them. So women and men are both created in God's image, reflecting his likeness, carrying his image. And then God blessed them and said, God blessed them by what he said. Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish, over the birds, over every living thing that moves in the earth. So God creates Adam, Mr. and Mrs. Adam. And then God, his first action in scripture that releases the intention of his heart toward his created son and daughter was he blessed them. He blessed them with identity. He blessed them with destiny. He blessed them with value and worth. He released by his words a blessing. And the God who blesses us has empowered us with the same authority, the same privilege, responsibility to bless this world by our words. So God didn't just think a blessing. He blessed them and said it. So blessings are spoken by God. So in our culture, we think of blessings either something we say for the food or something, or that's a blessing. And we kind of devalued what a blessing is. But in the kingdom of God, the blessing is a divine exchange. It's when somebody filled with God releases God's love and power, his healing, his life into some hurtful environment. It's when someone, an ambassador of the kingdom, stands boldly and releases blessing. You're called to be an instrument of transformation by the power of blessing in your world. A couple years ago when I was driving in the parking lot complaining about the Grand Canyon, that's what I used to call North parking lot up here. And, there wasn't any stripes, so people had to pray in tongues just to park right. And so the Lord said, stop complaining about things that you're unhappy with. Just start blessing it. So every time I drive to church, I bless this parking lot to be repaved. I bless this to be fixed. I bless that. Mary and I, a year ago, started praying over our our personal finances, we agreed to be debt-free. And every day, I said, God, I bless our family to be debt-free. And 1 year later, God allowed that to happen through outside sources and blessing, unbelievable stuff. I'm here to tell you, the God that blesses you wants you to become a blessing, okay? So the same idea, it's chapter 5, Genesis. God, here's the summation. This is the book of the genealogy of Adam in the day that God created man. When he made him in the likeness of God, he created them male and female and blessed them. We're blessed. God from the beginning wanted mankind blessed. God from the beginning declared verbally by spoken words his blessing over the human race, beginning with Adam and Eve. By sin, when sin comes in, and there is then a great escalation of sin to the point that God restarts with a man named Noah. And Genesis 9:1, the Bible says, God blessed Noah. And his sons said, be fruitful, multiply. Every time God was ready for a new beginning, he unleashed a new wave of blessing. I declare a new wave of blessing over your life that creates a new beginning and a new season for your life. We're celebrating Rosh Hashanah, the new Jewish year. With probably God's calendar, 5667 is the Hebrew calendar. So something, but in the kingdom, it doesn't matter if it's the calendar date. In the kingdom, he makes all things new. And he does it by releasing revelation and blessing. In chapter 12, God was ready to form a covenant, a partnership with a human being in order to bring a redeemer through that lineage. And he chose a man named Abram. And God said to Abram, get out of your country, away from your family, and away from your father's house to a land that I will show you. Often in life, God won't show you everything he has for you. He'll just show you the next thing he has for you. And when you just take the next step, see, stop asking about what, God, what's going to happen way back there. God says, no, just step. If you do this, you'll see that. If you leave that, you'll see what's next. So don't wait for everything to be shown you to obey God now. So God, he said to him, get away. Verse 2, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. Make your name great and you shall be a blessing. Now please get this. The reason why you must be blessed is so that you can bless others. Blessed people bless people. Loved people love people. Healed people heal people. I will bless you. I will bless those that bless you and curse them that curse you. God still today, his relationship with the nations of the world is primarily centered on their relationship to Israel. And when people bless the nation of Israel, God blesses them. That's true to this day. This covenant has never been annulled. God still has a covenant with the Jewish people. We've been engrafted through Christ into them. Okay, so God blessed Abram. The Bible says in chapter 24, he was old, well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. I love Psalm 115, declaring the intention of God for his people. The Lord's been mindful of us. Verse 12, he will bless us. Someone shout, God will bless me. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless all those who fear the Lord, both small and great. May the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. May you, I'm praying this for you right now. I'm prophesying to you right now. May you be blessed by the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. That's God's intention for you. Well, sin came. Sin then delayed. Sin diverted, sin then stopped the fullness of God's blessing. We still lived in the residue of it, God giving us life, God giving us the enjoyment and pleasures of life. But without Christ, there was an empty void. There was a disattachment from God. So Christ was sent. God so loved the world, he gave us his son. And here's what Galatians says happened. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. So look at me and get this. A curse is not a cuss. A curse is the penalty. So it, under the law, there are requirements in scriptures for holiness. And so Anyone who doesn't keep the law then comes under the punishment of the curse. If you fail, James says, in one point of the law, the whole law rises up against you to accuse you. The law was not given to mankind to give us another way to God. The law was given to us to show us that Jesus Christ is the only way to God and that grace is the only way we can have a relationship with God. Not by works of righteousness that we've done, but according to his mercy, he has saved us. Titus chapter 3 said, so God made him who knew no sin, Jesus, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So the punishment of the law you have been redeemed from. Every curse is broken off of you. Every generational curse. Every historical curse. Curses only work against believers when believers have faith in them. Stop believing the devil's lie and believe that you're free. You're a child of God, redeemed. Someone shout, I'm redeemed. Verse 14, in order that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles in Christ Jesus and that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So God says, I want the whole world blessed. And I've sent my son, first of all, to Israel as the Messiah of the Jewish people. But now I've engrafted every nation, every people, every generation into that promise. I want everybody blessed. God wants everybody blessed. Jesus is the proof. Through Jesus, I'm delivered from curses and I'm qualified for blessings. And God, the blessings of Christ, of course, God wants you blessed with peace and health and strength and joy and wisdom and love and life and destiny and identity. There's 100 things. The Bible is the revelation of all these many blessings. But it all begins by a general concept that I am a blessed person, not a cursed person. God is for me, not against me. God loves me. He's not at war with me. God's not mad at you. He's madly in love with you. Y'all with me? My wife, listen, when the grandbabies come over, my wife says one thing to me, don't burn the house down. Because pretty much anything goes. You with me? No, you know, I have some rules. Don't burn the house down. My relationship with them is not dependent on their behavior. It happened because they were born. God loves you because you're born. Amen. Now my behavior changes when I surrender to his love and his Spirit begins to take control. I begin to reflect then the image of Christ, Christ's likeness. But that doesn't come before change. That comes because of renewed mind and a delivered heart and a restored soul. Okay. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, blessed be the God. The only reason God can bless you is that he's blessed. A blessed God blesses his people. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Woo! Come on. You got it all. He's not holding back anything. All the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ. He's not keeping anything back from you. He wants you healed and saved and delivered and blessed. He wants you to have destiny, meaning, significant prosperity. There's nothing he's withholding from you. Jesus stood up. Jesus, one of his beautiful names is Emmanuel, which means God with us. And he's the God-man. And the God-man, so since the Garden of Eden, when God would walk in the cool of the day with Adam and Eve and talk to them like a father to a son and daughter. And since that time, the tangible presence of God, as far as a inhabiting physical form, a manifested form, was not there. So God would visit and go. His Spirit was here. But now in Jesus, God's on the earth. And so here's the God-man. What would he say? Well, thousands of years before, a man named Moses went up to Mount Sinai, and there God visited him for 40 days. He didn't eat or drink or sleep. He was caught up in this place called eternity. And there God carved out by his fingers these two tablets of stone called the Ten Commandments. And they're all shalt nots, thou shalt not cuss. You know, take the name of the Lord God in vain. You shall keep the Sabbath. You shall not murder. You have no other gods before me. These Ten Commandments were given to Moses, and they were all things, really the moral code of the universe, but they all were thou shalt not. Here's now the God man, Jesus, on a mountain now in Judea with a massive crowd around him. He stands up. What would he say when he's expressed God's anger, his resentment, his discouragement, his disillusionment with us? No, Jesus stands up and said, blessed are the poor in spirit. They get everything God's got on. 9 times in 13 verses, Jesus said, blessed, 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 pounding it into our minds. Blessed, 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 blessed. Jesus came to bless mankind, not judge or curse them. God sent his son into the world not to condemn the world, but that through him they might be saved. Oh, Jesus, he blessed us. In Luke 24, Jesus is leaving. He's fulfilled his great work was not to preach a few sermons, though we're so glad we have his words. His work was to die for us, like Pastor Kwame said so beautifully. He came to take our sins away. Now he's done that. He's resurrected. The Holy Spirit's ready to be poured out, and he's going to ascend right in front of their eyes. He's taking an elevator. He's levitating and then just disappearing. This is better than any sci-fi movie. Okay, this happened. Verse 20, 50 of Luke 24. And Jesus led them out as far as Bethany. He lifted up his hands and blessed them. Oh, man. You have to get this. The first thing he does is bless them. His first sermon, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the hungry. Blessed are the ones that mourn, they will be comforted 9 times. The last thing he does, says, I bless you, my children. He lifts up his hands. His ministry began with blessing, it ends with blessing. So now it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried into heaven. So he knows it's going to happen. And so he starts levitating off. It'd be so cool, Lord, if you'd levitate me right now. But so anyways, he starts levitating. So Jesus goes up, and while he's going up, he's shouting blessings down. His heart's so full of love, so full of intention and desire. He said, you have to get this. You're blessed. I bless you, Simon and John and James, Matthew and Luke. I bless you to fulfill your destiny. I bless you, my disciples, my history makers and world shakers. I bless you to fulfill your destiny. I bless you with happiness and joy. He said, everything's pouring out. And his voice gets quieter and quieter as he goes higher and higher. And the last memory they have of Christ on the earth was receiving his blessing. Point number two. Couple more minutes, stay with me. God has entrusted and empowered us with the authority and privilege of speaking blessings into the world. God has entrusted us and empowered us with the privilege and authority to unleash blessings. So what would happen if you actually believed everything you blessed would be blessed? I bless my marriage. I bless my spouse. I bless my children. I bless my job. I bless this. What would happen if you knew your words carried great weight and everything they were directed at was influenced by those words? What would happen? Well, God says, you're my partner. He said, I left, but I gave you my spirit. And now my spirit in you wants to come out and start prophesying blessings through you. Thank you, six of you. Numbers 23, how can I curse whom God has not cursed? How should I denounce what the Lord has not denounced all the time? Oh, people, Pastor, someone's praying against you. God help him, I bless him. You can't stop by a curse what God has released to success by a blessing. In the kingdom, God answers curses with blessings, not with curses. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent or pretend. Hath he said, will he not do it? Hath he spoken, will he not make it good? Now, verse 20, behold, this is Balaam, a for sale prophet, but now he's addressing a prophetic reality, a eternal reality. Behold, I have received a commandment to bless. God has blessed. Nobody can reverse it. Come on. Come on. God has blessed. God has blessed you. And his blessing is more powerful than any curse, any generational lie, any pain. Okay, so all that's true. Okay, I got to speed this up, so maybe I'll come back to the next verse. But in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus is teaching ongoing. He's given us the Beatitudes. Now he's talking about, you've heard that it was said, you'll love your neighbor but hate your enemy. So we talk about, someone's just getting what they deserve. But in the kingdom of God, we don't treat people the way they treat us. We treat people the way Jesus treats us. Okay? So your treatment of me does not influence how I'm going to treat you. I hope you treat me good, but if you don't, doesn't matter. I'm going to treat you like Jesus would treat me. Okay? But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those that curse you. Do good to those who hate you and pray for those who spitefully persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, who makes the sun rise on the evil and good and sends the rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Even the tax collectors do the same. But if you greet your brothers only, what do you have more than others? So Jesus said, if your only friends are people that are friendly to you, only respond good to people that are responding good to you, then that's a shallow world of self-convenience. He said, in the kingdom, we love people that don't like us. Therefore, you shall be perfect, mature, fully grown, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Romans 12:14, bless those that persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Eulogio, the Greek word, to speak well of, to praise, to extol, to bless abundantly, invoke a benediction, to give thanks. Just unleash a heavenly blessing over people that are inappropriate towards you. Come on now. Don't retaliate at the same level. Respond at the kingdom level in love. 1 Peter 3, I've read this before, but let me remind you of it. Verse 9. Don't return evil for evil, reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. So let me get this right. When I bless someone, I create a blessing in my future. When I bless someone who's been ugly with me, I create a supernatural outcome because it pleases Papa so much. Here's what the next verse said. For he that would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. So God says, when someone's mistreating, have you noticed it's getting ugly out there? Thank you, John. Anybody else noticed? So the culture is getting more and more kind of openly, emotionally and verbally and personally violent. So what is our response to that? Our response to that is Jesus. Our response to that is the Holy Spirit. Our response to that is intentionally blessing, loving, and releasing heaven through our words. See, this culture is empowering people for their lower nature to be released. But the kingdom empowers you for your higher nature, your new nature to be released. Okay? So anybody can descend because it comes easy. It's easy to retaliate. It's easy to be ugly to people that are ugly. It's easy to be mean to people that are mean. But it takes intention. And you have to renew your mind and train yourself to respond with affirmation. It doesn't matter how you feel. Jesus did not say, listen, when someone is mean to you, if you feel good enough about it, say something nice back. Jesus said, do not consult your feelings before you obey my spirit. Obey my spirit and your feelings will follow that obedience into a new level of kingdom reality. Pastor, I don't feel love for my spouse anymore. Well, you must have been married a couple years then. What we call love is mostly infatuation. Real love is a decision. It's an action. Now, I love the tingly things I still feel for my wife. You with me? I love my wife, and I love to unleash heaven for her. I bless my wife. I bless our marriage. Speaking blessings. I put it in there, Genesis 48. Joseph brings his sons. Manasseh and Ephraim ask for a blessing. Jacob blesses his grandsons, calls them into sonship. They become tribes. There's no tribe of Joseph. Joseph's sons, a generational healing. Beautiful thing, okay? In Jesus' name, I want you to think about every person in your family. If you have children, wave your hand at me. So here's what I've noticed about my kids, my beautiful daughters in the front row, Melody Joy. God gave us her name, what she'd do before we even had her. God showed me she'd be a girl. Melody Joy, she's singing around the world for Jesus. All the things about her life, God showed me before she was even born. That's what God loves you and cares about you. Now, it's never too late to bless your kids. And something changes in the life of a child when a blessing from their parents comes into their world. Whether or not you're there to say it to them personally, or it doesn't, long distance, you will change the atmospherics around your child. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to think of your kids right now, and I want you just to unleash heaven. So just say this. I just need 5 more minutes. Stay with me. Say this right now in Jesus' name. I bless all of my children. I pray God's kingdom come. His will be done. Father, bless my children now. In Jesus' name, now say their names. I bless Melody and BJ. I bless Matthew and Candace. I bless Timothy and Melissa, Christina and Matthew Sheffy. I bless my grandkids, Miles and Isabella, London, Max and Roman. I bless all of them. I bless them with destiny and purpose. I bless them, God, to fulfill their mission. I bless them, God, to be world shakers and history makers. God, I bless them, and because no weapon formed against my kids and grandkids will prosper. I loosen your will. Come on, God, bless my family in Jesus' name. Bless your family. You might be the only voice in your family with the authority to bring heaven there. Unleash heaven upon them. Last scripture, number 6. The Lord spoke to Moses saying, speak to Aaron and his sons. Aaron was the high priest. The Aaronic priesthood came through his sons. God would add the Levites later, but Aaron's chosen to be the high priest. This way you will bless the children of Israel. So God says, every time they're together in a corporate expression and gathering, say this over them in my stead. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance, smiling God, giving favor and give you peace. So shall they put my name. God says, my blessing carries my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Would you lift your hands up? In the name of Jesus, standing in the stead of your beloved shepherd, I speak over you this blessing. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord God keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you and show you his favor. And may the Lord give you peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to do one more thing. If you stand up. So before we leave today, we're going to practice the power of speaking a blessing. Would you please find, this is, I know this is socially awkward because some of you don't like looking at anybody in church. But would you find one person around you and just one-on-one, would you turn to them? And I'm going to have you both say something to each other. Honey, come over and pray for Dr. Everett. So just, it's going to be okay. I promise you, no one will be injured in this. So turn to that person. Got to turn toward them. I want you to say, as a deputy ambassador in the kingdom of God, I authorize you to be a blessing releaser. So say this right now. Say this. Say it after me, please. Say this in Jesus' name. May the Lord God bless you. May the Lord God keep you. May the Lord God make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord God be gracious to you and give you supernatural favor. And may the Lord give you peace. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Come on, thank God for that. That's yours. Come on. Come on, you just bless somebody. You just bless somebody. Love like fire. Your love.
Your love wanted all.
Come on.
For me.
Prayer team, would you join me down front?
For me.
Come on, sing it with me.
Your love wanted all. Your love wanted all for me. Love like fire.
Three quick things before you leave. Let people respond to this just for a moment. If you've never received the love and forgiveness of Christ Jesus as your Savior and Lord, the Bible says, whoever calls on the name of Jesus will be saved. Whosoever will, let him receive eternal life. Today's your moment to come to Christ or to come back to Christ. Don't leave this place when God's tugging on your heart. Number two, if you've not yet received the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is what we call it, with the evidence of a unknown or unlearned prayer language, praying in tongues. That's for every believer. We'd be honored to pray for you today. If that's you, please join us down front. Number three, if you need healing in your body, your mind, your heart, today's your day to receive healing. Let us pray for you, please. Anyone that needs prayer, if you please join us down front. Come forward for prayer. Maybe you brought a friend and they need prayer. Be a friend and bring them down front. Rest in you just a moment longer. Your love won it all.
Your love won it all for me. Love like fire. Your love won it all. Your love won it all for me. For me.
Wednesday night, we're going to have a special service in here. Our surprise, CFTN surprise will be...